The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. I would like to invite everyone to please stand. And to face in whatever way you need to face to see the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue behind you. To see his arms stretched out with his heart there, he gives his heart to us. That is a reminder as we walk out into our world that we are our Christ bearers. Through the living word of God that comes to our heart and through his own body, blood, soul, and divinity comes to us. Now I want everybody to wave back at Jesus. Wave. I'll tell you why you're waving in a moment. You can turn back around and sit down. You're probably like, he's nuts. But you just waved to Jesus, but you also just waved to everybody on our live stream. So everybody that's out there on the live stream in the center, they tell me the center camera's there. They tell me not to move too much. Last night I was walking down and I was going all over the place because I get excited. I get excited about this encounter with our living God who gives himself to us and with each and every one of you, all of you, because we are his body. He's the head. We're the body. And he gives himself to us. And so even our brothers and sisters who are on live stream right now watching, that wave was for you because you are worshiping in spirit and in truth with us. And we long for the day when you will come back and be able to be in the pew with us. I know right now I told them I'd give a special shout out to them. I'd give them a special shout out because I've been talking to them all week. And that's the Olson family in Levine Children's Hospital. Our prayers are with you and TJ, who just received a new heart. And he received that new heart because there was an angel donor. And we pray for that angel donor family that they be consoled by the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that Jesus in heaven, who is alive and real, wrap that child with that eternal embrace of love. So that shout outs to Greg and Kara Olson and their whole family, Talbot. And Talbot and TJ received their first Holy Communion a little over a week ago. And we're blessed to have our first Holy Communicants here now. Right? So here in two words, I'm going to sum up this whole homily in two words. And you're going to think I'm nuts, but I'm going to get there with you on it. Here are the two words. Bring it. Bring it. You may be thinking like, what's he talking about when he says bring it? Okay, let me go to those of you who have been living the Catholic faith for quite some time. Maybe your parents said this to you. Maybe your grandparents said this to you. I know mine said it to me. Offer it up. Offer it up. Have you ever heard that? Oh, you're having a headache today. Offer it up. Oh, the homework stuff. Offer it up. Oh, you've got this difficulty in your life. Offer it up. And sometimes what happens in our faith is, you know, to no fault of our own, but we kind of get in this rhythm, in this routine, and we just echo what we heard before. And we just say it. And we never research in the depths of our hearts the why to it. Okay, I'm going to show you the why. Because when we come to Mass, we're not called to be on the sidelines or in the stands as spectators. We are participants in this mystery, in this sacrifice that was offered up once and for all, Jesus Christ. We are in some way, because he's God and we're not, we are there at the foot of the cross. We are there with him on the cross, because all our sufferings, all our trials, all our sins were with him, and we were with him since the beginning of time. And he didn't have a heart at the beginning of the time. Mary, through her yes, gave him that heart. We've been in the heart of Jesus. So in a moment in Mass, I am going to pray something, not just say something, but I'm going to pray something as we enter into the Eucharistic prayer. And you're going to give your response. Don't panic, because I know I'm a little out of the sequence of Mass. Sometimes when you do that, people are like, what do I say? What do I say? Because we're real good at following each other's lead. You know, try that. Go to Mass. I had Mass with my mom and dad at their home 2 days ago, and they got the rhythm. But when you first do that, a little home Mass with just your parents, the responses don't always come. Don't panic, because the responses are going to be up on the screens. Here's the prayer. And you know the part of the Mass, you've been living it. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. And you respond? All right, very good. We're going to kick up the volume a notch, please. They got to hear us on live stream. Sometimes we... But I mean, say it like you mean it. Especially you first communicants, you're part of the sacrifice. You ready? Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. Now look at that one more time. I'm going to ask Ben to put it up there. It says, the sacrifice. In the lead-in, I'm saying that my and yours may be what? Linked to the sacrifice. That means one. The one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So one more time, and y'all, like, he always goes in threes, but let's live it. And this is our warm-up. This is our ramp-up. This is our pre-game moment, right? Before we hit the climax, the pinnacle of our faith, which is the Eucharist. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. Praise and glory of his name for our good and the good of all. Awesome. Awesome. Let's bring that volume in the liturgy. I want you first communicants especially to look for that moment in the Mass. It's right at the beginning, after blessing the bread and everything initially, and then we go into it. But sacrifice. Sacrifice. Have you ever asked yourself, and you know, if you don't know this answer, or you think you know this answer, I never had the courage to really ask this question until I was already a priest ordained for 5 years. I was 5 years ordained a priest and did not know the answer to this. Do you know why we are invited to fast an hour before receiving Holy Communion? That's good. Cassidy in the front goes, no. So Cassidy's getting her first Holy Communion. That's okay, Cassidy. She goes, no. I love it when y'all respond a little like, amen, bring it, Father, bring the thunder. Right? Come, Holy Spirit, right? So Cassidy says, no. Oftentimes, we would say it's because, well, so that the heavenly food, the bread of life, which is true, Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity that comes into us, does not mingle with the earthly food, right? And I get all my heads going, yeah, that makes sense to me. Then why do we eat donuts afterwards? We should fast an hour afterwards, right? And did you know that if you have, say, a headache or you need some energy, or let's say you're a senior who needs a little extra food, literally, the minute you come into Mass, you can eat a granola bar. And you can come up to Father Mike and I, and you can say, Father, can you dispense me from the fast? And any priest can say, you're dispensed. Did you know that Father Mike and I has a Mass right after? It's our, when we celebrate multiple Masses in the day, right? The first Mass, we have the fast. But after that, we don't have to fast anymore before Mass. We can eat right before Mass. And this may seem kind of weird, but it's important to teach so that we understand the why. Because here's the why. When I say bring it, you're already bringing it. You're bringing your sacrifice, my sacrifice and yours. So we fast, and that fast can be dispensed because your fast may be, your sacrifice that you may be is just getting here. Just getting here. Father Mike and I are enjoying going out and meeting all the families. We like the breakfasts, the evening. We're not kind of evening people, but we've been going to dinners, and it's been nice. And last week, I was with a family last week, and the mom was sitting there saying, you know, my children, they're in the back, and they're coloring. They like color. I let them color things in the church. And I said, there's nothing wrong with that. And my kindergartner looked at me when you said, you know, and take out the garbage or make your bed as a sacrifice. And the kindergartner looked at her mom and says, I'm not doing that. So sometimes in life we have those moments where it's like, I'm not doing that. And that equates to sacrifice. Then the mom in a beautiful way just said to me, Father, you know, sometimes do you ever see people come in late? And actually sometimes I do. And she goes, what do you think? And I said, Father Mike and I think the same thing. He's from a family of 12. I'm from a family of 6. And I say, in my heart, live the penitential right getting here. Having to get and struggle. At the same thing, our amazing seniors. Countless seniors that have impacted me since I was little. Coming to Mass. Seeing our seniors. Oh, you seniors, I cannot thank you enough for your example. What it takes for you at times to get to Mass, to be able to come, that it may take you, and we don't see that hidden sacrifice, 2 hours to get ready. And you do that. And sometimes we can think that in order to offer sacrifice or unite our sacrifice to the one sacrifice of our Lord on the altar, it has to be something great like preaching or doing whatever. Jesus sees those little hidden sacrifices first and foremost, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in our hearts. In our hearts. He comes to strengthen our hearts. And then from our hearts, our homes. And our homes are those gymnasiums of charity where we get to work those spiritual muscles to strengthen our convictions in order to offer those sacrifices that we bring when Jesus asks us to bring it. Bring your sacrifice. It was beautiful with the Olson family doing the first Holy Communion with them and to hear them speak about TJ and TJ's attention to the needs of others and everything. And when I looked at that and I looked at TJ and I saw him, I mean, they cut cake right there at the Levine Center. And what did that boy do? Nobody had to tell him. He immediately brought it, and he brought me the cake. Brought me cake. He had the first piece of cake. It was a big one, too. And you know what hit me in that moment? Like a ton of big bricks with the Holy Spirit, with that little sacrifice of a child? This is what hit me. Sometimes we could say, and he needed a heart, but at that moment, I was like, he doesn't need a heart. I need a heart. I need a heart. Richard Sutter needs a heart in order to offer the daily sacrifice of love and generosity and goodness and kindness to offer that to the world. My brothers and sisters of Christ, Jesus invites you and me this day to bring it. Bring it. Bring that sacrifice, take it from your heart, and lay it on the altar. And in return, he gives us his heart to take out to our world. Amen.